Hello, everybody. My name is Ani Sangel, and today I'm here with our university librarian, Jorge Sosa. Welcome.
Thank you.
We would like to talk a bit about the new library. There's a new space, a new building. So the first thing I would want to ask you, what do you think that students should know about the new library?
Actually, it's a new learning commons. And it's actually an entire student life and learning commons. It's an integrated structure that helps the students have a better experience. We have, you know, Combs, the annex, which is between the Combs and the K building. And so you have a lot of space around the student life and learning center. So in there, you have different kinds of activities, like, for example, Amex, where you can go for recreation, for
the student cafe.
Exactly. And then you have places like in the minus one level, there's, you know, studying in a quiet space, and also our compact shelving, which is something that we can talk about a little bit later. And so it's an entire thing. And I think that the main difference is that, you know, in Montessori, we had a more of a, it was a friendly, but it was more of a traditional space. Mm-hmm. We had made some little changes to make it friendlier, but here is a completely different thing. You have a space that it's more conducive to learning and to studying, and it's working. So you can work in groups, you can work individually, quiet or semi-quiet. And so there's a mixture according to the types of how you learn, how you work, and how you prefer that day to work.
So the study rooms, can anybody use them, or do you need to book them, or how does it work?
We will have a reservation system called LibCal, and it's like a calendar, like a library calendar. And that way students can actually reserve the rooms. Mm-hmm. But there are other rooms that after the staff is gone on the top floors, anybody can start using.
I also wanted to ask you if we have study rooms on every level of the library, or is it just on specific levels?
So at library level, there's only one or two, but you need to know that it's the entire space. So mm-hmm. we're not thinking only library, we're thinking the entire K building. And so students can move from the first floor or the minus one and go to the atrium or go to the top floor,
mm-hmm. you know. On the eighth floor?
On the eighth floor, you can actually study and eat. That's the designated area where you can eat.
Oh, so okay? It's sort of like a lounge.
It would be more of a loungy place where you can have the view. And there's also other areas where only snacks are allowed.
We have a sort of a new organizational concept here. We have a navigation desk now. Mm-hmm. What can we do at the navigation desk?
So the navigation desk is the first point when you arrive from Combs or when you arrive from the K. And it's a place where we have basically two people. The first person is the first contact. It's for now a student assistant, so an SGR and a community service grant recipient, to put a smiling face and to help students understand where to go. Basically, if you want to go to ARC, they can actually point you to the right direction. Or if you want to talk to a librarian, they can point you to the right direction, to the right floor. And also, if you want to go to advising, or if you want to go to careers, that's something that the navigation desk can help you. If you also have troubleshooting problems, like the copier needs paper, or there needs to be toner, or mm-hmm. how do I scan in these new machines, etc., that is the point where you actually go for information. Next to that, there is the check-in, check-out from the library. And so if you want to borrow books, you can or get interlibrary loan or reserves. That's a point where you can go get that kind of service. But next to the service desk or around the hallway from the service desk, there's a new self-check. When the service desk is closed, or if you want to do it yourself, your loan, you go to the self-check and you just follow the screen, and it's a new machine. I think that you probably remember that we had an old self-check in mm-hmm. Montessori. That one people were a little bit afraid to use because it was not that evident. Now we have a new machine that is friendlier with a touchtone screen, and so you can do that.
I've actually used it. It's so simple. It's just scanning the ID and the book, and that's it.
And that's it. And it actually allows you to go through the gates. If you don't do it, the gates will go red and the alarm will go off, and everybody will not only look at you, but also the people who are around will ask you to come to the service desk to do the appropriate, you know, lending.
So no to students, don't try to take books without checking them out.
I mean, it's so easy. You can check out things as many as you want, and you can renew them so many times during the semester that it's an easy thing to do.
Is it possible to renew them through the self machine, or do you need to go to the navigation?
You need to go to the library catalog, so to the library website, and then they'll go select catalog. You log in and you can renew your own books.
So
films,
you can do
whatever.
It from everywhere.
You can
basically
do it from anywhere, from home or from here. Or if you prefer the human touch, you can go and say, please, can you renew? And the person at the service desk, also the students can do that for you, the SGRs that are at the navigation desk.
We talked about opening hours a bit earlier. I was curious, do they change according to academic period?
Yes. Remember that Montessori was opening with regular hours until 7:45 p.m. Then before midterms, we were opening until 11:45 p.m. And then during finals, during the rush hours, we opened until 1:45 a.m. So this will be also true here. And it's not only the library, but it's the entire Life and Learning Commons. So Combs, the Annex, and the K will be open all that time until almost 2 a.m.
You were mentioning the bookshelves. There's sort of a new technology going on down there.
Mm-hmm. To optimize the use of space, we have actually used what we call compact shelving. The compact shelving, it's actually electric, and you want to go to a certain spot. That spot that you want to open, you just swipe your hand once, and then you confirm, and all of the shelves will start moving so that it opens exactly where you want that to be open. But there are some instructions downstairs that you can actually just follow. Now everybody says, ooh, I'm going to get stuck in them. There's two security systems. One of them is a red beam of light that detects movement when the device sees a foot that cuts the beam. That means that there's somebody, so that one move. Also, if you feel that they're moving, you can actually put your hand to stop it, and that will actually stop. So there's two security systems, and this is a system that has been proven for many years in different libraries. It's the first time at AUP, but it's not the first time in the world of libraries, and it's something that it's done currently in other universities as well.
Where do we find librarians?
The people at the navigation desk will point you to the right direction. Basically, we have a librarian at every level that are library floors or ARC floors. So you have a librarian on this floor, the first floor, a librarian on the second floor, and then there's one on the fourth floor where the ARC is. We're four librarians who can actually help you with research help questions, and also to how to probably reorient your paper and so on and so forth. The main interesting place is where ARC and the library are on the same floor, on this fourth floor. That's where you actually have either the writing lab or ARC or library services. And that's a nice way to, you know, navigate from one service to the other. And in that floor, you have Anne Borel, who's a librarian and also is ARC, an ARC person. And you have Laurence Amoureux and Michael Stoppel, who are librarians. And so anybody can help you depending on the kinds of questions or the kinds of it is that you want to have done.
I think that's great that every learning resource came together here in one building. Mm-hmm. I think that's great for students. It makes it so much easier.
I agree.
Also, because it's so close now, the campus.
Oh, yes.
I think more students will come.
We're hoping that's the case. I remember that in the old library in Montessui, we had about 120 people at the same time. And so during one specific hour, during rush period. And I hope that we will see that more here in the new Life and Learning Center. So when there will be, when in finals, you will have the Combs building and the Kay building available for studying. So we need to change our mindsets and know that it's the entire Life and Learning Commons.
You mentioned the old library. Do you feel a bit nostalgic leaving it after all these years?
The day that the week we started actually emptying the shelves, everything became very chaotic. I wanted to have a party there, say goodbye to that building. But in the end, everything went so fast that we didn't have the time. And to be honest, I am not at all nostalgic, not at all. What we have now inspires me, and I think inspires a lot of people. I have a much smaller office, but I don't care because I have all the light that I need. I see people around me. Here there's students in front. There's also students who see me, and I see the people with their bicycles. I see the pigeons. I see sometimes kids. I see people with their dogs, runners. I see all kinds of things happening right there, and it's a great view. I even see from this part, I see the ship in the water. So it's actually a great place to be.
So we could say the new library space has impacted your life a bit?
Completely.
Has changed your life? Yes,
it has. I feel, as I said, inspired. I'm very happy to be here. And I think that before, people were afraid of getting into my office, but this space allows for more contact. Just come and ask more spontaneously questions about the different kinds of things happening around the Learning Commons.
I think that the whole library is designed in a way that it's more opening. I think it's great.
I think the architects did a great job. And yeah, I agree with you. It's much nicer. And you have the atrium, which is a nice place that students actually have not discovered yet. So I think it's a very successful project.
Thank you so much, Jorge, for being on.
Well, my pleasure. And if you have further questions and students have further questions, don't hesitate. Our mission is to, you know, to help students with student success. So here we are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening today. Mm-hmm.